Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace. It is Monday and I am back. That's right, I've been off for a couple weeks recording, and there were a number of reasons for that. Number one, I was in a lot of back pain from the travel. And you know how back pain works is it, when it gets really bad, it really messes with your mind too. It's hard to concentrate. So I had to take a couple days off from recording. But again, I'm back to recording now. And just to kind of sum up what's been going on the last few weeks, just been on the road constantly heralding this great message of grace. Right now, as I'm talking to you, I am in Galena, Illinois in a hotel room. I've been up since 4 this morning studying and writing, preparing notes for coming radio shows and a book I'm writing. So I am still working, have been working even though I have not been recording. So rest assured that the message of grace has been going out. These conferences have just been spectacular. What a great thing. They're like an oasis for me. I was in New York here a couple weeks ago, great conference, made new friends there. And then from New York, I went to Birmingham, Alabama, drove down there with my son, Caleb, and met a lot of new people in Birmingham. That was really exciting. You know, there are so many people who are excited about this message. They've left the church, they've realized the evils of it, and they're discovering grace, and they love the scriptures, and they love God, and they love people, and they love all people because of they know that God's ultimately going to save all of them. But what's really exciting is how many want to get to know Paul and his message of grace for today. They want to know what their role is in God's Aeonian purpose as revealed in Paul's letters. So that's fantastic news. And you know, and the other thing about these conferences, I really learn a lot. I learn a lot from the people that are there, from our private conversations, from the questions that are asked that make me think. And also, you know, I love sitting and listening to Clyde, Pilkington, Martin Zender. They teach me a lot. If I have pastors today, men like them would be my pastors, and so I appreciate it. These conferences are great for that. And let me just say this, if you're out there in an oasis somewhere and you want to get together, please don't hesitate to give me a call. My number's on the website, and if it's not, you can call me at 224-216-8349. Love to come visit with you. We really need some fellowship every once in a while to be around other believers, to help each other out, to encourage each other, and to teach each other. It's important in these days where Paul's message is not well received that we spend some time together for mutual encouragement. So please do that if you're interested in fellowship. These conferences are great for that. I hope to see it. One's coming in the future. The next one's going to be in September in Faith, North Carolina. So been traveling a lot. Like I said, I am in where am I at right now? See, when you travel so much, you forget where you wake up at. I am in, what's the name of the town I'm in? Galena, Illinois. I'm in a hotel room right now. Again, I've been up since 4 this morning, so I have been working. Even though I haven't been recording, I have been working, getting this message out at these conferences and with private conversations with people. So again, thank you for your patience for with me for not putting up programs here in the last week and a half or so, but more to come. Just kind of let you know what I'm working on. I'm taking a little break from travel right now, and I'm writing a book on Paul's message. It's going to be called Schizophrenic Christianity, and there's a few other little booklets I'll be working on, so a book is in the works. More radio shows I'll be working on, going through Paul's letters verse by verse, so that's going to be part of the radio show. Also, if you've noticed on the website, I added a feature called the Sheridan School of History, and the reason why I did that is through many of the conversations I've been having with Clyde and Martin regarding Scripture, especially a lot of the Old Testament stuff, and many of the things that Paul references are history-based, so I felt it's important to start spending some time devoted to mining out history lessons that the Scriptures refer to. For instance, Paul says the Philippians, he said to the Philippians that their citizenship was in heaven. Well, what did that mean to them? Roman citizenship was an important issue, and it really gave flavor to what Paul meant when he said your citizenship is in heaven. The Philippians were part of a Roman colony, and that term a citizen, to be a Roman colony meant a lot. I'm not going to give you the whole lesson here. That's going to be one of my future history lessons, but history is very important because we see God's works throughout history. After all, God is working all in accord with the counsel of his own will. So when we look in history, we see God at work. So we're going to be posting some of these programs as well. So a lot in the works. a lot going on, and we've got another conference in September in Faith, North Carolina, and so we hope to see you there. And again, remember, if you'd like to visit, if you'd like to talk to me, if you'd like to come visit me, or if you want me to come visit you, just let me know. We really need to encourage each other, and that's why we're here. And just to conclude, we've been talking about love in the last number of programs here, and that's really been my theme at the conferences as well. But we're going to conclude the love series here in Ephesians 4, where Paul says, "Now being true in love, we should be making all grow into Him." That's the goal of ministry. "Who is the head? Christ. Out of whom the entire body, being articulated together and united through every assimilation of the supply, in accord with the operation in measure of each one's part," we all have a part to play in building one another up, "is making for the growth of the body, for the upbuilding of itself in love." The body of Christ has no need for outside influences for building itself up. We build each other up. Only believers in Christ and the message of the Apostle Paul can encourage and build each other up. So that's why we need each other to be true in love and to build it up the body of Christ in love. Well, that's all I have time for today. Tomorrow, I'm going to talk to you about the Apostle Paul's ministry and some unique features of it. It's kind of an introduction to the letters of the Apostle Paul, so be here for that tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God, as He's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be. Signing off from Galena, Illinois, I'll be home in a couple hours.